This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I don't know if we need a full listener discretion advisory here, but if you're not in the mood for catty or consumerist comments, be forewarned. The Academy Awards are Sunday, the glam squads are geared up, and the red carpet is set to reopen for business. Yes, business. But as Sally Herships reports, some A-list stars are beginning to push back against red carpet the money machine.
We all know designers often dress the biggest stars for free, and the stars thank them by dropping their names on the red carpet. At least that used to be the deal. Now there's the Manny Cam, the Clutch Cam, who did your hair, your jewelry. The red carpet has become an industry.
It's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker for the actresses. It's a moneymaker for the networks because they're selling the ads. It's a moneymaker for the designers because then everybody is aspirational and wants to wear Dior.
Our Corey Hay is a celebrity publicist. He says the red carpet offers an irresistible combination for advertisers, movie stars plus tens of millions of TV viewers and millions more on social media.
In fact, some actors even talked about her underarm deodorant. It was like unbelievable.
You know, there are these moments where you're like, gosh, that dress is perfect. Yeah. I wish that girl would have worn dry spray.
That's actress Kat Graham describing her dress and her degree deodorant to ease Juliana Rancic on the red carpet at the Grammys. But some actresses are starting to push back against all the promotion. At the same award show, Nicole Kidman refused to tell Ryan Seacrest who she was wearing. And at the Golden Globes, instead of showing off her manicure, Mad Men actress Elizabeth Moss flipped Ease Manicam the bird.
That Manny Cam, again, I hate being cynical. I don't really want to be catty, but, you know, the first thing to go on a woman is her hands.
The other thing to go when stars don't play along, what's known as a red carpet credit. Brands pay stylists a fortune to get their products onto actresses. And when they succeed,
it means that you get to say, for example, Angelina Jolie used our brand on the red carpet.
Tyler Williams is a beauty publicist. He says a star's look can pay off for them, too. Take Lupita Nyong'o, the young actress who won an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave.
She's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Williams says Nyong'o nailed it on the red carpet and scored a contract with Lancôme. Jennifer Lawrence landed a multi-million dollar deal with Dior. Then there are the mockdresses. Merle Ginsberg, who covers style for The Hollywood Reporter, came up with the term.
Someone like Jessica Alba and Kate Bosworth, I don't think, have been in movies for years. People pay them to go to parties wearing great clothes, and then they send out press releases.
And we eat up every bit of it. If you have any doubts about the financial future of the red carpet, Tyler Williams says just look at the magazines lining the checkout aisle. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.